Cause 1. Poverty and the path to easing economic burdens. The link between poverty and CDFM has been established. Girls in rural areas and from poor families are more vulnerable to the practice, as they have limited access to income, education opportunities, economic resources, and credit. They are more marginalized within their families and communities and have less decision-making power over the choices that affect their lives and well-being. Poverty coupled with socio-cultural factors make girls vulnerable to CDFM, which is used as a means of easing the perceived burden that comes with having a girl. Marriage is considered by poor families as a way out of further poverty. Girls are viewed as an economic burden since birth, a burden that increases as she gets older, as she then requires a higher dowry or bride price that can lead to higher levels of debt. Note reference 50. An early marriage signifies lesser dowry for poor families, and this becomes a suitable alternative to minimize costs. Note reference 51. Girls are seen as a source of economic gain where they are passed on from the family to another for the financial gain of others. Furthermore, a new husband may try and benefit from his new wife economically by engaging her in domestic servitude or other forms of household labor. Note reference 52. These decisions are made on the basis of the low position of girls within society and their gender-defined roles and responsibilities. In South Asian contexts particularly, as well as elsewhere, girls are considered to be bad luck and an economic burden on the family even before they are born. They have limited access to economic resources within the household and the community. Having sons, on the other hand, ensures economic security and prosperity both in the short and long term. Note reference 53. This raises the need to counter such perceptions and attitudes and break down the foundations of unequal gendered relations and roles within such spaces as part of poverty reduction efforts. Maintaining the status quo will not help reduce CDFM, even if poverty reduction is achieved by ensuring higher income levels. Quote, marriage is considered by poor families as a way out of further poverty. Girls are viewed as an economic burden since birth, a burden that increases as she gets older, as she then requires a higher dowry or bride price that can lead to higher levels of debt. End of quote. Most often, the influence of poverty on CDFM is considered largely as a result of the lack of income and economic resources. However, poverty is experienced by the poor in multiple dimensions, all of which influence a girl's predisposition to being married at an early age. Multidimensional poverty focuses on how poor people experience deprivation such as poor health, lack of education, inadequate living standard, disempowerment, poor quality of work, and threats of violence, in addition to the lack of income. The focus on income can miss girls' access to nutrition, not page 18. Just the availability of food sources, and the implications for well-being, but also her ability to function and lead a productive life. The lack of access to adequate sanitation and clean water influences health conditions, her ability to access available services, and her risk of facing violence. Social exclusion, another dimension of poverty, can explore issues of power relations within multiple spheres, including the family, factors of discrimination, and exclusion from accessing services through a rights-based framework. Note reference 54. Thus, addressing the multiple dimensions becomes crucial in order to address CDFM. The cyclical nature of poverty and the risk factors that increase a girl's vulnerability to poverty and the chances of girls being at risk of traditional practices such as CDFM should be considered in any poverty reduction strategy.